This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. The weekly crop progress reports were delayed today due to Columbus Day on Monday. Yesterday's report showed the corn harvest 41% complete, up 12 points from last week and 10 points ahead of the five-year average. Among the 18 states that account for 94% of the crop, seven are now past the halfway point. We keep focused on that 50% harvested figure because it's typically only then that seasonal harvest pressure on basis begins to subside as most of the remaining harvest goes into storage. Loading capacity at the Gulf continues to recover from hurricane damage and inspections narrowed the gap with year-ago levels to 36% from being 45% behind the week before and 60% behind the week before that. This catch-up must continue because USDA actually boosted export estimates slightly yesterday to just 9.2% below last year. Only then will traders regain confidence that the worst is behind us in terms of deteriorating fundamentals and begin to focus on the fact that historically stocks are still on the lean side and no room for any weather issues that threaten 2022 production whatever. Chart-wise, December corn did break the first level of support at 520 and above the 200-day moving average, then quickly fell to the next support at 507. For soybean exports, as in corn, the report helped narrow the gap with a year ago to 65% from 74% the week before. The marketing year just began September 1st, of course, so there's still lots of time to pick up steam to sustain the USDA's forecast for the year. The only glimmer of relief in yesterday's balance sheet is that the USDA didn't cut its forecast due to the very slow start and those Chinese cancellations replaced with purchases from Brazil several weeks back. Turning next to harvest progress for beans, the report showed it at 49%, 15 points up from last week and 9% faster than the five-year average. Seven states are now past the halfway point, still led by Minnesota at 83%. Looking at the soybean chart, the first support at $12 was broken, and it can head lower to the next chart support, which doesn't come into play until 11.50, and then the really important 100-week moving average at roughly 11.40. As for wheat, yesterday's planting progress report showed that winter wheat 60% planted, down 6 points from a year ago, but right on par with the five-year average. The WASDE wheat numbers were price-friendly on the U.S. balance sheet, but known by the trade. The oats rocket is suddenly sputtering after acting as a bellwether of true supply-demand fundamentals. All systems are go in Brazil as rainfall keeps coming, especially in the southern half of the country. The Rio Grande do Sul, Santa Catarina, Paraná, and Minas Gerais all experienced heavy rain showers this past weekend. My son Matthew's family farm in Minas Gerais received nearly 2 inches, leaving large standing water puddles around the farmstead. Once it clears, this will trigger a major forward advance on planting progress. They'll look forward to begin this weekend. Approximately 13% of Brazil's soybean area has been planted, with Mato Grosso roughly 20% planted compared to just 3% at this time a year ago. Mato Grosso planted about 14% of their area in the last week alone, so rainfall forecasts are firm enough to continue planting. Paraná is leading the way with nearly 30% planting. It's still early, but so far planting progress is a few points ahead of the five-year average and well ahead of last year at this time. The 30-day weather anomaly shows rainfall holding steady in Mato Grosso, with heavier precipitation in the northeast region. While the southern region of Brazil, where most of the first summer crop of corn is located, has seen excellent rainfall up to this point, forecasts showing La Niña kicking in as the skies clear and turn drier. La Niña in Brazil typically creates drier weather in southern Brazil with normal to wetter weather in northern Brazil. Turning to corn, the first summer crop of corn is nearly 40% planted, with Santa Catarina leading the way at 62%. By the time the dry weather spell hits in southern Brazil as forecast, the corn will be well set and in some cases may already be pollinating in setting ears. Negative yield impact will be determined primarily by the length of the dry period and soil fertility. Conab pegged this coming corn crop in Brazil at 116.3 million metric ton compared to USDA's projection of 118. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, contact us at Comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.